Today's episode of Distorted View Daily is brought to you by Kankle's Family Trough Eatery. Kankle's Family Trough Eatery is the only restaurant in America featuring the Bunt Buster. Morning Scramble Trough. Delicious eggs, bacon, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, French toast, apple turnovers, meatloaf, corned beef and hash, deviled eggs, pecan waffles, cheddar jack cheese, corn dogs, sausage links, fancy feast, chicken stuffing, ham rocks.
The Bunt Buster.
Wash it all down with a mocha double chinochino or a tall glass of our original thick, creamy butterfat. Are you too big to fit in the trough feeding stable? That's okay. All Kankle eateries are equipped with heavy-tech circus-grade cranes. Zoos nationwide trust heavy-tech cranes to lift and transport sick elephants and whales. Get your fat ass down to Kankle's Family Trough Eatery. But don't take our word for it. Listen to the Fat Man.
Hey, folks, Fat Man here. Eat the slop before your arteries clog and stop. How diabetes.
Kankle's Family Trough Eatery. And while you're here, don't forget to check out our expanded appetizer menu. Now with chicken fried donuts, sugar frosted Caesar salad, and Crisco poppers with your choice of dipping grease. Only at Kankle's. Hey, freaks, it's Monday, June 2nd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, crackhead sex fiends. Plus, watching urine and puke porn, it's called jury duty. And tits on fire. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did. Got a great show for you today. David over there at TLA Raw, one of my favorite listeners of the show, sent me a link to one of their products. Yes, my friends, you can now purchase Mandingo on DVD. It's been a long time coming. This news is rocking the entertainment world, no doubt. Finally, Mandingo on DVD. It should sell tens, if not hundreds, of copies. There's some discrepancies here. For those of you who don't know, Mandingo was a blaxploitation film in the 1970s, and most of my listeners have learned about it because we play the radio advertisement that aired a long time ago. Here's just a bit of it.
At the height of the slave trade, there was a special breed of slave called Mandingo. The Mandingo was the most powerful, the most beautiful, and the most desired slave in the old
yes.
South.
If you wanted a beautiful, strong, muscular Negro to carry your crops, you might want to look into the Mandingo. Now, I believe it or not, think slavery was wrong, but one thing that I would have loved is that technology would have been a little bit further ahead when slavery in the United States was prevalent, just because I would love to hear advertisements for slavery, like on the radio and stuff. I think they'd probably sound a lot like car commercials. Tim, the Turd Man, and the rest of the Breakfast Gang here. If you're just tuning in, it is 7:19. It's the Morning Dump. That's Donna Lewis. I will love you always, forever. Listen, we gotta pay some bills. When we return, intern Numbnuts is gonna stick his crank on a skillet while eggs fry.
It's the Morning Dump
with Tim, the Turd Man Henson,
and Cassie Hope with the news.
Come test Lynch the 1808 Mandingo. Slave, redefined. Sturdy, rugged, beautiful. Takes a whipping and keeps on picking. Cotton, apples, oranges, whatever. Comes in three luxurious colors. Dark chocolate black, midnight black, or black black. The new 1808 Mandingo. Because you deserve it.
You know, something like that. Anyways, the discrepancies that I have found in the radio trailer, it makes it sound like it's not a porno. However, TLA Raw is selling it, and they're making it sound like a porno. Here's a little more from the trailer.
And one Mandingo towered above all the others.
$4,000!
I'll pay more, $500 more!
His name was Meade. He could kill a man with his bare hands. He was born to fight.
See, it sort of sounds like an action film. And, you know, it's brought to us by Paramount Pictures.
Ken Norton, the great heavyweight fighter, now the toughest, the greatest, Mandingo. A Paramount release in Technicolor rated R.
See, rated R, huh? But now, when I go to TLARaw.com, they say it's rated X. And I know it's the same movie because on the cover it features Ken Norton. Now, you heard a bit from the trailer. Now let me read you a bit from TLA Raw about Mandingo. Here's the synopsis. This plantation is a hot mess of naked chicks, interracial sex, cruelty, and all kinds of other perversity. The cruel slave owner, as opposed to the kind-hearted, cuddly kind, I hope David wrote this synopsis, trains one of his studs to be a fighter. Okay. All the while, the stud is doing his best to fill the hungry twat of the master's wife. Plus, the master's taking his fill of all the slave snatch he can plow with limited resistance. As if that doesn't sell you on the movie, they give you three reasons to buy this film. One, it's just like Gone with the Wind, only with a lot of sex and nudity. Two, it contains abuse and cruelty. And three, which if you think about it, is a lot less perverse than Gone with the Wind, which only glossed over the harsh realities of slavery. The review of the movie also says it's trashy, awful, and a definite guilty pleasure. So there you go. Pure Black Mandingo is available on DVD starting June 3rd for a bargain basement price of $13.99. You should look into that, TLARaw.com. Got a couple quick pieces of audio for you, then we'll get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. Did you guys watch the Scripps National Spelling Bee or whatever the fuck it's called? I know, it's compelling TV. Well, there was one kind of funny moment. Take a listen.
Numna.
That's the word.
Numna.
I like how they have commentators. Do you hear them in the background? Like, what? Numbnuts? You have commentators for a fucking spelling bee? How? You don't have to recap anything. It's just a student goes up, someone says the word, and then they spell it. That's it. You know, what do they have, instant replays and shit? The word is lacteal.
L-A-C-T-E-E-L. Lacteal.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Let's check it out on instant replay! Alright, now as you can see, he's starting off strong. Really thinks he's gonna get this word, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He starts off strong with the L and the A and the C and the T and the E, and then, oh, that second E is what killed him. It's an A. And he ends strong with the L. That one hurts. This Lomo recap was brought to you by Campbell's Soup. Campbell's Soup. Mm-mm, good.
It's not a sporting event.
Numbnut.
The kid thought it was numbnut.
Numbnut.
It's kind of funny.
Numbnut is a felt or sheepskin pad placed between a horse's back and the saddle to prevent chafing. Can I say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Numbnut.
Oh, Numna!
You weren't insulting me.
That's a relief. Margin, please.
He ends up spelling the word right and he moves on. Okay, so there you go. And last thing I'm going to share with you before we get into the news, I don't understand this particular fetish, but there are websites out there that feature black guys having sex with white women. Now that itself is not unusual at all. But in these videos, the white women are racist, and the black men are just pounding the hate out of them. And the hate smells a lot like shit. Anal scene. All right, here we go. Here's just a little bit from the racist porn.
Trailer trash. Huh? Look who's getting broken.
That's the black guy, yeah. Not the white woman.
Fucking touch me.
Yeah? Give me this.
Fucking touch me. Yeah. Fuck you.
I don't understand how you could say, "Don't touch me," while you have his dick in your mouth. That ship has sailed, honey.
Yeah? Give me this.
Fucking me touch me. Yeah. Fucking jungle bunny piece of shit.
You ready? Still talking?
I think she called him a jungle bunny.
Huh? Thought I had you shut up already. There you go. This is where the trailer trash belongs. This cop right here.
Hey, look at camera, Ron. You guys shut that white girl up?
Shut up. Look at that. It's quiet now, huh? You got nothing to say, do you? No, right? Tell me. Say it. Say it. I love jungle bunny.
No.
I love jungle bunnies.
No.
Say it. say it. I love jungle bunnies.
We are 1/6 species.
See, yeah, well, you can tell.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you, jungle bunny. Now give me that cock again.
It hurts? Huh?
Yes.
You never had black dick before, huh?
No. Get your fucking hands off of me. Fucking black piece of shit. Fuck you.
We have a very racially charged episode of Distorted View here today. I didn't plan it that way.
Race war.
Trailer.
Fucking jungle bunny.
White trailer shit.
Fuck you.
Now in this video you obviously take the black man's side after she starts calling him a jungle bunny or whatever, but then at the very end
you Alexis. Steal that car. You say I'm gonna steal that car? You gonna steal a car after you fuck her?
He plans on stealing her car after he fucks her. I gotta be honest, you lost us on that one. White people hate when black people steal their cars, as a general rule. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now! If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. I promised you a video, and it's great. I said I was going to post it this past weekend, but I didn't get around to it because there's a lot of things I have to cover up to make it safe for posting, but it's really great. So I'm going to be posting a video either today or tomorrow on the Sideshow feed. Tomorrow is a Sideshow exclusive program. It's part two of Corey's masterpiece, Harvey and the Musical Harmonica. Non-paying members are going to get a best of show. And then looking forward, Wednesday we should have an extended show for you. Good time to sign up for the Sideshow. $5 a month, $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up now. Become a member. Support the show. You know, someone from England mentioned, you know, over there in England, because of the US dollar being so weak, it's like $2.50 to become a member of the Sideshow. Everyone in the UK who listens should be a Sideshow member. There really is no excuse if you're not. All right, three quick stories and we'll get the hell out of here. First story comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Oh yeah, the story comes from Tampa. A panel of jurors saw an extreme hardcore porn movie today and is expected to see many more as it weighs whether a California porn producer who uses the name Max Hardcore has violated criminal obesity laws. I'm sorry, obscenity laws. I've got fat people on the mind after that Kankles ad. The word obscenity looks a lot like obesity, kind of. Let's see that in slow-mo! U.S. District Judge Susan Bucklew decided federal prosecutors can show excerpts of the movie rather than the DVDs in their entirety as they put on their case. Defense lawyers for Max Hardcore, whose real name is Paul F. Little, argue that jurors really need to see the entirety of the movies because the repetition of the acts is a necessary component. You see, Max Hardcore is an artist. And when you see porn legend Veronica Gina puke on some dude's cock 13 times, it's because the story requires it. It's like if you were watching Milo and Otis and there was no Otis. Be a pretty fucking stupid movie, wouldn't it? Quote, over a period of time, the shock is blunted, said defense lawyer Jeffrey J. Douglas. This is part of the presentation, it's part of the DVD. It's true. At this point, after doing the show for so many years, I'm not really fazed by anything anymore. Little and his company, Maxworld Entertainment, faces 5 counts each of distributing obscene materials over the internet and 5 counts each of distributing obscene material through the mail. If convicted, each charge includes a maximum punishment of 5 years imprisonment. What exactly was on the DVDs? Well, the jurors were really treated to some cinematic beauty, including Little slapping a woman repeatedly, cursing at her, and then pissing on her. She then vomits, and Little says, "That's okay, you look better with puke on your face." As the rough sex continues, they discuss her fictional 12-year-old daughter. And some guys are jerking off to that. Yeah, she's got a 12-year-old daughter, that's hot. puke on her face. Little, playing the role of Max Hardcore, tells the woman he had sex with the preteen. Oh my god, that is pretty obscene. In another scene, a young woman says she's a virgin. The Hardcore character gives her a modeling job. He grabs her neck and the back of her hair and forces her into a sex act. The girl vomits. Several of the jurors winced at this point. One man rubs his closed eyes for several seconds. During a sex act, the woman begins to scream, "I've gotta move! Ow, ow, ow!" Hardcore slaps away her hands. "Stop, stop, stop," she says. "Can we stop for a minute? Can we have a break?" After that particular sex scene, Little interviews the woman, now clothed. He asks her whether she did anything she didn't want to. She smiles and said she did not. She says it was a difficult scene, but as an actress, those are the type of meaty parts leading ladies love. Now, she says, "I'd love to work with you again." She thought that the scene came out well, and then the screen fades to black. So there you go. The trial continues. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from Philadelphia. A Montgomery County detective, while testifying yesterday in the death penalty murder trial of Mark Patrick O'Donnell, rummaged through a box of porno movies, aphrodisiacs, and exotic sex toys that that belonged to the victim's mother. Prosecutors have portrayed O'Donnell, 48, as a crackhead sex fiend.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff, and it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Sure, yes. Prosecutors portrayed O'Donnell as a crackhead sex fiend who was viewing internet porn on December 7th, minutes before raping and strangling Ebony Dorsey, the 14-year-old daughter of his girlfriend, Danielle Cady. Defense attorney Thomas Egan says we're trying to show that Cady was the sex addict. Judge William J. Ferber, who is presiding over the non-jury trial, nodded stoically as the detective displayed a vibrator, ting, purple anal beads, a bottle of pleasure-enhancing lubricant, and a videotape entitled Big Bad Biker Bitches. Also on display was a mysterious sex device with wires coming out of it. You mean to tell me that no one could figure out what the sex device did? Look, it either goes in you or on you. Is it in the shape of a penis? I mean, let's give me something here. Police say O'Donnell killed Dorsey and stuffed her body in a 20-gallon plastic storage bin last December after a night of smoking crack cocaine with Cady, 34, of White Payne Township.
I suck a little dick, smoke a little crack.
Egan said that he has confessed to killing the high school honor student, but denies raping her and claims that the act was not premeditated. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. It's a short one. A fire eater has been given a suspended jail sentence. Why, you ask? Well, he set a stripper's tits on fire. Occupational hazard, I guess. Dancer Maria Lieb, 27, was tied to a pole wearing just her G-string while her fire-eating partner blew flames at her. But the hot new act in a lap dancing club in Germany came to a painful end when her naked breast went up in flames. Oh, please, there's gotta be a YouTube video of that floating around. Flamethrower Mark Misler, 22, was handed a 10-month suspended jail sentence for grievous bodily harm. Quote, "I shouted at him that he was getting too close, but he didn't stop. The oil and glitter that I rubbed on my body must have caught on fire, and all I could see were flames," said Ms. Leaves. She suffered burns across her breasts and was treated at a local hospital. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Tim. Zimox here. You're asking about the PlayStation versus Xbox.
I asked about that like 3 weeks ago.
Yes. Really, they're not. One's not more powerful than the other. I actually have a degree in software engineering, so I'm pretty knowledgeable on it. The cell processor on the PS3, it's probably better for parallel processing type shit.
Oh, of course. Mm-hmm.
Basically, anyone who's going to tell you the PS3 better is pretty much a big old PS3 fanboy. Microsoft pretty much in bed with a lot of the developers for games, so you can probably expect a lot of sweet games that'll be coming out for the Xbox.
Great, so I picked the wrong console. Fantastic.
Hey, Tim, this is Scott in Chicago. I haven't listened to your show in almost 2 years.
Oh, thank you.
My iPod broke, and then I just stopped downloading it because I'm an idiot.
A fucktard.
I got a new iPod this week, and I was happy to see that you are still doing your daily show.
No thanks to you. You better sign up for a sideshow and make up for some lost time.
And in honor of you still being around after this long, I want to give you a new sex term.
Oh, it's bizarre sex term time. Lasers!
Called the time capsule.
Okay, a sex term called the time capsule.
What that is, you fuck a girl, mm-hmm. and when you're about to come, you come into a box.
Okay, I'm with you, bro.
And then you bury the box for 15 to 20 years, and then after that time passes, you dig up the box and throw the dried cum in her face, and you say, thanks for the memories, bitch.
Nice. That's actually a pretty good bizarre sex term, although I don't think jizz keeps that long.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Ty from Denver here. I just wanted to let you know, I've been listening since like 05, recently signed up for this side show. I absolutely love it. My computer sucks. It's horrible. But even it was no problem with all the passwords or whatever. It was no big deal. I love it. Favorite part has got to be the blue ringtone. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, the ringtones. I got to update that second. Yes, it's a great deal, the sideshow. It's only $5 a month, and, you know, a lot of people loving it. We've been adding tons of stuff to the sideshow. I know maybe towards the beginning of the year there wasn't a lot of stuff popping up on the sideshow. We weren't doing a lot of extended shows. But, you know, we've been doing a lot of exclusive stuff and videos, and it's a good time.
Timmy.
Good time.
Matt from the Jam Hole. Dude, me and Braden, also from the Jam Hole, came to this place. This morning to eat breakfast, and it's kind of like a place where lots of old people are because they have like 10-cent coffee and shit like that. Dude, we're fucking walking
coffee.
In as these three old ladies are walking out, and I swear to fucking God, one of them turns to the other one and is like, boy, I hope we can find where we parked our car. And, oh my God.
Someone needs my little reminder.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
Oh, in a few years it won't matter, honey. Don't sweat the small stuff, all right.
Hey, Tim, it's your underage listener, Lara, from Philly, and I have a great idea for your campaign posters.
Yes, ma'am.
Tim Henson 08, first-rate cunt lapping. Have a nice day.
First-rate cunt lapping, yes, great.
Hey,
for
Tim.
For a first-rate cunt lapping, call 206, yes.
I missed the episode with the whole jagoo, and I'm confused as hell. What the fuck does that mean? Okay, please just tell me what it means, because I'm confused as hell. I said that already. But anyway, yeah, I just want to know what the hell
jagoo means. All right. Okay, you know what? No, because someone called recently, and just like last week, and said, you know what? I missed the whole jagoo episode. Could you please explain it? And last week on the show, I went through the whole explanation, and then a day later, I played the fucking video for you, and for you sideshow freaks, I posted the goddamn thing. We're done explaining jagoo. Okay, that was a bit of an overreaction, I guess.
Yarr, Captain Henson, longtime Canadian super freak checking in.
Yarr.
Killer games for the Wii. Check out No More Heroes, Copious Amounts of Blood, and Pop Culture References. Thanks for being such an awesome, awesome guy.
I love my Canadian listeners.
Hey,
they're so polite.
Ryan, you're underage sideshow listener from New Jersey, and I just got two quick things. First, for the posters, I think you should put, there's a gold mine in underage pussy. Start digging. And then the other thing, I was looking back.
It's an underage pussy gold rush.
And I was listening to one of your skank casts. Can you do another one of those? And that was like one of the funniest things I think you've ever done, except for your insensitive reenactment of the girls on the train track. Right.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to, and one day I actually set up everything and was trying to. I was waiting for the Johns to call me, but yeah, it just didn't work out. So maybe I'll try again sometime this week. We'll try to do another skank cast. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD. It's an OH-GOD.
Numbnut.
Vote for us to Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are sideshow members, you get a brand new episode of the show tomorrow. Otherwise, enjoy the best of show, and we'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, bye, everybody!
Take a donation.
take your body to the shore where she was playing. Gonna ruin the nation.
Toss the salad. It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right?